We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Shihia and Chazara, and Be'ikir the sugya of Shihia. Remember, we have Machlekes, Chananya, and the Rabbanon. Chananya hold that you, as long as something is cooked K'maychel Ben Dursai, you're allowed to keep something on top of an oven or on top of a stove without covering the fire. We put on before Shabbos, let it keep it there as long as K'maychel Ben Dursai. Because once you reach K'maychel Ben Dursai, we're not no Gzer Shem Yechat according to Chananya. The Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon hold that it has to be fully cooked and maybe even getting bad. But as long as it's still getting good, it's still Chshah Shem Yechat, and you can't do Shehiya, you can't keep it on a flame without covering the flame. So Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Achmeni, Omar Rav Yeshaya, Kotma V'Huvara. You covered over the fire with ashes, and it blew back up. You're allowed to do shehiya on water that was cooked completely. And a chalon that was cooked completely, allowed to keep on it. Shmamina. Gemara assuming right now that since it blew back up, it was like it was never covered. So shmamina, mustamak viyafalamutta. So chayru, it comes out from here that if you're going according to Rabbanon, they now do shehiya unless you cover the fire. And here it wasn't covered. So why is it mutter? It must be that this man diyama holds that mitztamek v'yafalai, as long as it's cooked completely, then it's mutter, even though it's getting better. A challenge getting better, it's still be mutter. Shemayim mitztamek v'yafalai mutter. And the chiddush of chamin would be that even by chamin, it still needs kol tzarkai. It's not enough. That's Maicha ben Asoy. So this area would read it. Chamin shuf kol tzarcha. It's chish that needs kol tzarcha. But tafshel shabisha kol tzarcha that was cooked completely. The lach obiish that'll be mutter to keep it on a flame even without gar fakatim. Because you see from here that long as it's cooked completely, even the rabbanon will agree. Shemamina misdal v'yafle mutter. Zok the gemara knows not a raya. Shani hacha the katma. Here you already did something to show that you don't care about it. You don't care about the cooking, because he put ashes in it. The punk didn't work out. Since he did that, that's enough to matter at least with stomach v'yafaloi. If it's not a raya that regularly it's mutter with stomach v'yafaloi, because here I did a ma'isa already to show that I don't care about the cooking because I put ashes on it. Break the Gemara Akasha, if it's considered katma already, so what's the chiddush? You covered it. Yochi ma'ala me'emra. So we spoke of that already. Yochi ma'ala what's chiddush? Hovaro tzrichle. Here it blew back up. Ma'ala de te'ima. Kivin de hovaro. Hodul musa kamaisa. It's back to the first way it was before. It's like never did gar v'katam. Kamash malon. He's v'chadish. That's enough of gar v'katam. Ta'al kapanam be matir. Mitztamik v'yafalai. Because it's enough of a gilu das that it helps that mitztamik v'yafalai v'mutam. A similar memra, Amar Rabbi Barachano, Amar Yechron, Kotma v'Huvara. If someone had a fire and he wanted to do shehiya, so he covered it with ashes. Mashal acham shulch b'kol tzarcha, matavish b'shukol tzarcha. Here, it blew back up. You still had to do shehiya on cham and shulch b'kol tzarcha. Water was cooked completely, and chalent that was cooked completely. Now, fill gecholim shalraisim. Even though if the firewood that you're using is gecholim shalraisim, special type of coals that are very flammable, that it always, even though it looks like it's going out, it really retains its heat. Even then, you'll add a shia. So tomorrow, Shemamino, Mestam V'yafalei Mutter. Shemamino, you see, Bishop Kol Tzarcha is enough. Even though it's no Gar V'katam, it's Mutter. Even though it's getting better. So tomorrow, no, Shani Hacha the Katma. There I put ashes on it. Yachim Ma'ala Memra, what's the Chiddush? Hovaro Tzrichlei. It blew back up. Still the Chiddush is, you'll add a Mestam V'yafalei. Break tomorrow, Hainu Hach. It's the exact same memory like before. So and the first to speak out, Rabbi Yechon is a Talmud of Rav Oishia. He wouldn't say the same thing as his Rebbe again, the same exact thing. We're not saying B'Shem is Rebbe. Hanuach. So the Gemara, Gecholim shall roisim etzvichalei. The Chiddush is, Gecholim shall roisim. That even though Gecholim shall roisim, even when you cover it, it doesn't really help much because it's still very, very hot and still very flammable. Kamashlon, it's enough to mat them estamak v'yafaloi. So it's come out from here so far that Rav Yechanan actually holds that, like the Rabbanon, that you can't do Shehiyah unless you do Garaf HaKatam. And it says, if you do Katma and then it blows back up, that Mitzvah will be off of Mutter. We'll see, there's really like three different ways to learn Rav Yechanan. To say over...
What's
Raisim? What? Raisim is a type of coal. It's a type of coal that's very flammable. Type of coal is very flammable. So Zogti Gemara, right? So we'll see, like, the different Amorayim, we'll say from Rabbi Yechanan, with three different ways of learning Rabbi Yochanan or saying over Rabbi Yochanan Shita like regarding this machlokes of Shehiya. Omrav Sheshit Rabbi Yochanan Kira Shisekua Begefes Veitzim. If you warmed up a oven with gefes and firewood, Mashin Aleha Chamin Shlahuk Makol Tzarcham. You even let it put on chamin that was not cooked completely. But Tavshul Shloy Bishakot Tzarchai. And even Tavshul that was not Mavushal Kot Tzarchai. Okay, but if you took it off, lo yachzat yugarat yidin efer. You can't put it back until you do garfakatim. What do we see? Rav Sheshit Shem Shem Rabbi Yechanan, that we pass like Chananya, that to do shehiya, as long as k'maycha ben nesar, it's enough. K'savar mastisim, he learns our Mishnah, lachachzat nan. That our Mishnah says, that you can't put on the fire unless you have garfakatim, it's talking about chazara. But shehiya, which means putting it on before Shabbos, that's fine, even without garfakatim, avalishas mashin, avalishas yidin garfakatim. That's what Rav Sheshit says of Shem Rav Yechanan. Omer Rava says, Tavayu Tanina. What's the Chiddush? Rav Sheshit of Shem Rav Yechanan, what's your Chiddush? There's two, both of them are a Stam Mishnah. Lishois, I'll show you that to do Shia like Hananya is a Stam Mishnah. It's a Mishnah we learned in the end of the first parak. Omer Rava, Tavayu Tanina. Lishois Tanina. We learned the Gavishia, we learned the first Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Ein Neisen is a Pas Zechatano. You're not allowed to leave the Pas, your bread, in the Tanner, Im Chashecha, when it comes Shabbos, not a cookie on top of the coals, Elgis Yukarum Panel, only if it got crusty. Hakomu Panel, but if it got crusty, Shari Lahachser, it's mutter it's mutter to leave it there. Hakomu Panel Shari, if it got crusty, it's mutter. Aye, crusty doesn't mean it's cooked completely, it's just like Maicha Ben Asai, still like the Gemara said before. Still we see that it's mutter. So what do you see? First, a Stam Mishnah like Hananya. A Stam Mishnah like Hananya, that Maicha ben Asa is enough to do Shehiya. Because it says, I'm allowed to keep the Pasir im Chashecha. Are you going to tell me, maybe it's the one Garof HaKatam did? So Rashi speaks out that Garof HaKatam doesn't work by a Tana. It does not work by a Tana, Garof HaKatam. And therefore, it's like it's not Garof HaKatam. And still it says that Maicha ben Asa is fine. So this is a raya stamish like Hananias. Therefore, Rav is saying that Rav Sheshit Shem Reichan should be chiddush, really a stam mishnah. And the Gavi Chazara that you need garav akatim is also a stam mishnah. Lahachzanam tanina beisilu oim af machzirim. We know anytime beisilu says something, it's like a stam mishnah. Vatkan like a shor beisilu of grufa k'tuma. Beisilu said Chazara is only mutav a grufa k'tuma. If she ain't a grufa k'tuma, loy. But not grufa k'tuma, not. So Rav tainis to Rav Sheshit b'shem Rav Yechanan that that you're saying with pasach Hananias is really a stam mishnah. And that the Chazar is Garva Katam is really a Beis Hillel. So the Gemara, Rav Sheshit, Nami, the Yukud, the Mishnah, Kamash Vlan. Rav Sheshit is teaching us the Diyuk in the Mishnah. So Rashi learns what it means is, the Mishnah before says, that Ein Neisen is a Pasuk Chatanar, Ela Akadei Karmu Paneha, until it got crusty. It doesn't say Mefurish, that it wasn't, that Karmu Paneha, it's Muti, Mea Garva Katam. So he's saying Rav Sheshit is teaching us that Chiddush. Rav Sheshit is teaching us that Chiddush, that Karam Paneh is enough, Karam Paneh is enough, and that's called, and we're even without Garav HaKatam. That is the Chiddush of Rav Sheshit. Tais doesn't like that Pshat, because that's just a Dava Pasha, it's a first Mishnah that says that it's Mutta Karam Paneh, even though the Garav HaKatam. So therefore, he learns a little different. The Rav Sheshit is teaching us that our Mishnah is Lahach Zetanan. That's what it means. Dukar Mishnah Kamash Lon. Lahach Zetanan. So Zokta Gemara, right? So that's what comes out that Rav Sheshit Rav Yechanan is saying we pass like Hananya. We pass like Hananya. Zokta Gemara, right? We'll come to Halacha L'maisa soon when we finish the Amud. Zokta Gemara, right? There's more memories about this Halacha L'maisa Hananya or the Rabbanon. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Rav Yechanan, Kira Shisikua Begefes Ve'etzim, a oven that you warmed up with Gefes and Etzim, Mashin Olea Tavshil Shabishal Kol Tzarkoi, you're allowed to do Shehiya. Even without Garav HaKatam, without a blech, you let a douche here on a challen that was cooked completely, and hot water that was cooked completely, and even though it's getting better, so this is already another version of Rabbi Yechanan that's saying that Mitzdamek V'yafaloi is mutter, to get in between Shita. It's in between Shita. You have Hananya who says you let a douche here, even if it's only half cooked. Then you have this shita that you let her do shehiya even without garav hakatam as long as mevushal kol tzarkoi. And then we have the other shita that even mitzdamek v'yafaloi is also, it has to be going bad. They Rav Shmuel said halacha l'maisa that mitzdamek v'yafaloi is also. Amalei, Otu less, I know Yada, the Amrav Yosef, Amrav Huda, Amrav Shmuel, Mestam V'Yafal Asar. Since I think I didn't know that Shmuel holds the Mestam V'Yafal Asar, I was going according to Rav Yechanan. I was going according to Rav Yechanan. Let's read inside the Gemara. Amalei, Otu less, I know Yada, the Amrav Yosef, Amrav Huda, Amrav Shmuel, Mestam V'Yafal Asar, Ki Kamina Lach, Rav Yechanan Kamina. I was going according to Rav Yechanan, and he holds that mitzdamik yafloi is mutter. Omer of Ukra Meishan Rav Ashi, Atun the Makarivisula Rav Shmuel, you who are close to Rav Shmuel, Viduk Rav Shmuel, you have to look Rav Shmuel. That means anytime you have a child that's getting better, you have to have Gorav Fakatim, you have to have a blech. Anna, Navik Rav Yechna, Amadulak Rav Yechna holds that as long as it's cooked completely, it's mutter. Omer Abal Rav Yosef, Ma'u Lishois, he asked him to Shai Lach Lamaisa, are you Ladu Shehia without Gorav Fakatim? Omalei, so he answered him, "Rav Yehuda mashal v'achol. I always saw Rav Yehuda do shehia without garav katam. Amalei bar minei the Rav Yehuda. Don't make a right for Rav Yehuda. The kibun the mesukanu. He was always in a matzav of sakana because sometimes he got an attack. He had to eat fresh food. So I feel b'shabbos nami shara lemebad lay. Really, technically, even on Shabbos, he cooked for him. But you know, he didn't want to do. He did shehia. He could manage without it, so he did shehia. But don't bring a right from there. You like do shehia without garav katam. Leave a loch mai. What about me and you? Are we like do shehia without garav katam or not?" Amalei besura mashu in sura le dushiya. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak married of the hava. Married of the means he was a very chosh of a person. Rashi's medactic in myself. Umashu levacha is dushiya and eat. Amar Rashi. So he answered that you could dushiya like Chananya. Amar Rashi. Kamini kamei the Rav Huna. Veshon le kasa the harsana. I was once in front of Rav Huna and he let us dushiya on a kasa the harsana. It's a type of fish that has flour in it. I'm not sure if his shita was the mitzvah of yofle muta. We saw him do it, but the shita was on vushikal tzarka, but it was getting better. So we're not sure if he holds mitzvah of yofle muta. Or maybe because it has flour in it, mitzvah garale, then it's not good. Anything that has flour, it gets like burnt when you keep it on too much. It gets too hard, and it doesn't taste good. So I wasn't sure the reason why he allowed it, either because it had flour and it was mitzvah garale, or he holds mitzvah yofle muta. Omar Nachman. Mitzdamak v'yofle osur. Mitzdamak v'yofle is osur. Mitzdamak v'yofle is mutter. That's Rav Nachman Paskins. Kol de milsa. Kol de isbei mecha. Mitzdamak v'raloi. Levar matavshol de lifta. The klal is that anything that has flour is called mitzdamak v'raloi. Levar matavshol lifta. Besides a tavshol, a dish made out of turnip. The avakah de isbei mecha, even though it has flour, mitzdamak v'yofle hu, the turnip it bakes very well. And it's good. Only if it has basar with it. So that's that. The recipe has to have flour, turnip, and basar. Then it's a good dish, and it's good challenge, and it gets better. But let's say bisra is not virale. But if it doesn't have basar, then it goes bad. Even if you're not having archim. If you're having guests, when it cooks too much, the pieces break up. You want to give it a nice piece of meat, then mitzvah virale. It's also mitzvah virale. And the last line says, lafta daisa. Lafta is something made out of figs. And daisa is like something made out of wheat, betamri, and dates. Mitzdamik v'ralehem. They're all mitzdamik v'ralei. Those things are all mitzdamik v'ralei. Now, in halacha lemaisa, the whole din mitzdamik v'ralei is only negei derabanan. But according to Chananya, even if it's not mavusha kol tzarka, you'll have to do shehia. So how do we paskin? So Rashi brings down over here, and Rashi the Ramaskar Rav Sheshes, says, we do shehia even without garav v'katim. He says, why? Because we're saying mechan Chananya. Since the stam mishnah, the Mishnah of Karmu Paneha, of Krusty, that's how we paskin. And he says, all the other Mandi Amrim are going like the Rabbanim. We paskin like Chananya. That's what Rashi says. Taisa says the same thing. Taisa says the Maskal Amar. Taisa says, Pasuk Ben Chananya, the Lachakar of Sheish is on Rav Yechanan. Because Rav says, Tavar Tanina. That means that we paskin, according to Rashi and Taisvis, that it's mutter to do Shehiya without Garf HaKatim, as long as it's cooked halfway. And that, like Chananya. And that's how the Rashi and Tosfos paskin. But Lamaisa, a lot of the Rishonim don't paskin like that, and they hold they need garav v'katam. They need garav v'katam. So in Halacha Lamaisa, it's a big machloikus. The Mechaber paskins in Shulchan Aruch that in Reish Gimel that as long as it's still mitzdamik v'yafaloi, it's aser. The only time it's mutter is only if it's vashikot tzarkoi and mitzdamik v'raloi. That's how the Mechaber paskins the beginning of Reish Gimel. But the Ramah is more makel, and the Ramah says that that it could be winoig that if that as long as it's mashal Michael ben Desoy, it's enough that it could be its mutter. Maisi says you should try to be machmer, but the Maisa the Ramah wants the paskin maybe like those shittas like. Because it's brought down 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings out Yesh Oimrim, Shkosh Bashim Machim Aser, it's enough. And Zakhtar Amav, and no gula hokel kisvara achreina. The meaning is to make it like the svara achreina, which is like Hananya. But Lamaisa, the Be'er Lachare speaks out, it's only about Enoch Shabbos. So definitely Vishas is chak, Vishem and Hananya, and do Shehiya in without a blech, as long as it's cooked halfway. But Lamaisa there is a big mark of Tim Achmer, and therefore the minigah is to make a blech. And the real reason why it's a good reason to make a blech is because a lot of people do chazara. And by chazara, l'kuli alma, you need a blech. And number two, it has to be cooked fully also to do chazara, because now it's a problem of bishul. But either way, it's very good to do a blech, but if someone can't make a blech, you should just know that Ikar Adin, the Ramah says, which is like Hananya, which is like Rashi and Taisvis.